The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Welcome, 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 welcome. To another week with your lunch break crew, Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Happy Monday, y'all. Shannon, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. The question is, how you doing? You left me by my lonesome.
Man.
Look, how was your trip?
Man, the trip was good. The trip was great, actually. The trip was
I love that.
Was extremely I gotta go back to Poland. I wanna I wanna explore more, man. Like get some of the actual history now. You know, I was out there for the wedding, so we didn't really get to do too much, man. But yeah, we gonna talk about that, man. How was it without me, man? How did y'all survive?
Man. Listen, I held it down. Look, I had you behind my, what is it called, in the back of my mind. Like, Ray would want me to do this right. Had to hold it down.
Look. Man, I tuned in a couple times, man. Y'all did good, man. It sounded good, looked good. Y'all was doing y'all thing, man. I saw Tory Lloyd was on there. You had the homie Paul on there.
Yep.
I called in when Paul was on there. Paul was super dope, man. So that was, it was good to see, man.
That interview was like... That was a good that was a good action interview.
Good action packed.
Action packed interview.
Interview. Come back and she already. Man, how y'all doing,
Listen.
Man?
How this y'all doing? Was operating when I was gone.
Straight up, yo. What Sharon says might seem like a nonprofit, but it's not.
Wait, what?
On his last show. Man, it is hot in here. What is going on?
Come listen, on. I thought you was playing until I got in that studio. I was like, oh, they trying to cook us.
Man.
They said, we're going to
smoke them out.
Turn it into a sauna.
Smoke them out. This fan. Oh, do I got action?
I got action. Man, that studio. It's hotter than outside in that studio.
Man,
that's funny.
Man, but yeah, man, no, Poland was super dope, Shannon. Super dope. I was super excited, man, to actually be out the country, and it opened my eyes to a lot of things. A lot of things, Shannon.
I just hear about that. Because I saw your Facebook status. I was going to comment. I want to hear it now. But I was like, you know what? I'll be having to catch myself asking more questions before the show because I'll be like, I'll forget during the show to ask because I'll know I already know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me not comment. Let me not ask the questions. Let me save it.
No,
so
for
I'm super
sure.
excited to hear about it. But before we get into that, Let me tell the people where we can find us.
Yeah, see, I forgot about.
No, I got questions.
There you go. There you go. See, I done forgot our peoples. What's up, our peoples? Get back in.
Shout out to the chat. If you guys want to join the chat, head over to YouTube. We are at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can watch us live in studio and join our cousins in the chat. They be chatting over there. It's a fun environment to tap into. So if you're on YouTube, go over to 101.7 The Truth. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can call us at 833-212-1017. Again, the number to dial is 833-212-1017. You can also text that number, but we want to hear from you. We like when y'all call us. Don't forget to follow your host. We are Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and me, Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. And do not forget, go over to Facebook. We have a group over there. It's the lunch break. That's where we keep the conversation going. We growing quickly. I think we have 700.
Yeah, seven already, man. Now. Let's get to 2,000 by the end of the year. Grow it to 2 G's.
Oh, you know
by
that.
The end of the year.
It ain't even would have been 2 months, right? Come on, man. We gonna surpass two.
Sometimes
we gonna surpass two.
You know, you gotta make the goal achievable, and then when you shatter the goal, it's like, really achievable. Dang. You know,
man. Look, let me crack my knuckles and get the word,
man. So what all y'all talk about when I was gone, man? I missed y'all. I ain't gonna lie about it. It's feel good to like get back to like English words, though. I say that, like being able to hear.
Did
people.
You learn a little Polish?
Man, no. It was like it was one word that I did feel like I could say. But
okay.
I forgot it by now. But it was the Polish word for cheers. Hey, but Poland got some slaps though, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
You know, I had to DJ for my sister wedding, and it was this one Polish song that was slapping. I'm gonna see if I send it to Brother Z so he
you
can
got
play
your
it.
Shoulders moving, huh? Like, man, okay, hold on
at
now.
At least clapping and stomping. Then you know the little polka foot where they jump down and kick their knees out. I tried that, almost bust my knee up. But we had a good time, man.
Yeah,
a good time.
So is that one of like those places where before, if there wasn't a wedding, if your sister didn't marry a Polish person, would you had ever thought you wanted to go there?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, really? I would have had zero intentions of wanting to see Poland, but. Remember how I was like just so unexcited about going to Poland on the show?
That's why I'm like, I gotta hear this story because he was like, I guess we're going to Poland.
So I give him a rundown of what Poland brought back, right? Because we're gonna add some of it to the menu. So on the menu, we are gonna talk about your new career though, Shannon. I see you entering in next year's NFL draft. So I wanna know what that was inspired by. So I want to talk about that. Hey, I was like, Shannon out here catching football.
If people want to send $50,000 to help me live my dreams, they can do that. My Cash App is also maybe, Shannon. I'm just saying.
So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what that is. And then, you know, being in Poland, I want to talk about some things that caught me off guard. You know, that I just wasn't expecting. Like I said, I was expecting, like, extreme whiteness. I was expecting to just feel like an outcast, like to stick out like a, which we did.
Uncomfortable.
It wasn't no whole bunch of us out there, I'll tell you that. I'm talking about it took from the last time I saw a black was Chicago. All right. And then I didn't see another one. And we was the only ones on the flight. Let me start there too. We didn't see another one of us until getting off. Like going out to the damn catch the shuttle to get to the hotel. Then we saw like one woman. Shouts out Xavier, man. He said, I'm a DSA now. I might got some socialist views, man. So we'll see. But which brings a good topic up, right? Because the other thing was, man, the cost of living seems so much cheaper out there, right? Something that I did want to talk about is they did not require you to tip. It was not no tip. Like, and if you tried to give it to them, it was almost like, oh, what are you doing? I don't need these things.
It's weird. Yeah.
You know? So I want to.
That's crazy.
you know, I feel like America is a scam, man, and we've been scamming our citizens, dog, and like making this way of life too damn expensive for folks. So I want to get into where the tipping culture actually came from, right? And then
I like that.
It promoted me to ask the question, okay, why don't we just pay people the regular wage, a livable wage in those fields that they're requiring us to tip from? Then it was some, they was cutting up here in Milwaukee. A man jumped from the bridge. I saw somebody jump from a bridge. Then another spot closed down. Did you get to talk about that? The strip club?
I did Silver not. Water? That happened like after, look, the Amid weekend violence. Was weekending in Milwaukee, wasn't it?
They said it was due to violence. Yeah. I want to know what type of violence was going on at the strip club.
I seen a few videos of them fights on water. It was definitely outside of the booty club. I'm just saying. Okay. That's where a few of them fights was. I ain't going to lie.
I done been in a few silks. I just thought it was due to lack of business, but I don't know.
That's anyway. What I thought before, but like looking back at some of those videos, a lot of them fights was coming straight out of the club.
Coming out of there though, like who, like stop it now. Who really go right. in the silk, dog? Who going in there?
So what I'm thinking is happening low key. I feel like it's happening outside of there, and a few people maybe come out of there too drunk, probably. But like I genuinely feel like from my experience seeing silk on water, it don't be no line out the door or nothing crazy
it
like that.
It don't be so a line out the door that. Or in the door.
Hello.
But don't come go anywhere, now. Y'all. When we come back, we'll get into some more things on the menu we ain't even get through. But, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial when we get back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. You are live from the American Family Insurance Studios. You're listening to 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. Holding us down with the production and sound, man. It feels good to be back, man. Sheesh. Feels good to be back.
Right.
I miss Poland, though.
We happy to have you back. It felt. Dude said I miss Poland. Let me find out.
Dude,
all right, enough for you.
Don't even finish what you were about to say, Shannon. You don't need to hear what you was going to say. We ain't miss him. Talking about he missed Poland.
I miss y'all too.
He ain't feel empty.
I did. Come on now. I
send me back.
I texted in our group chat. I missed y'all before I was even back.
It don't matter
you
now.
You didn't say you missed me back, Zach.
Because you talking about Poland.
Well, I'm talking about my experience.
You talking about I miss Poland.
I am talking about my experience. I had a great experience
in
Poland.
So talk about your experience. Don't talk about I miss Poland.
I do miss Poland.
Yeah, just...
Like, it was a great experience.
Ray, refrain from saying you miss Poland.
Why?
Because it hurts our feelings.
I said, I led with, I missed y'all. We had segment two. Y'all's just about to say y'all miss me back. What the hell is that? Ain't that a, what the hell? I said it in the damn chat. They ain't responding to me in the chat. I led off with I missed y'all. I think I said it even twice. And ain't nobody said, now I say I miss Poland. Like, now it's, don't say anything. What the hell is this? This is what I come back to?
Poland would have never treated you that way.
You know what? I didn't have to deal with this type of energy. They didn't even make me tip. They were refusing it. Gosh.
Wait, what? You didn't have to tip?
Tipping was not, man, they didn't even have a line for it on your bill. Gratuity is not a thing, dog. If you gave it, they looked at you like, no, I don't need these things. It's like...
like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man. That was one of the things that caught me off, man. So, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Shouts out to our cousins in the chat. Curly Q, not really a city girl. Missed y'all, man. We back and live and in action. So, yeah, we want to run down some things, man, that on the menu today. We're going to be talking about the scamming football player. We're going to talk about what shocked me in Poland. I want to get into the tipping culture, where that came from. And why don't we just pay employees at least the minimum wage? Because it made me question myself. Why the hell am I coming to your business and you paying somebody $2 to $3 an hour and I have to pay 18% gratuity to make that up? That sounds like I'm a business partner in the business. Is that not right?
That's right.
Why is that on me? To pay your employee that you hire because you want to give them $2. That's not right. We want to talk about that. I want to know what that is. That sounds crazy.
That makes me wonder. That made me wonder if I could just open a store and pay people tip wages. Like, listen, everybody in here works for
you. Feel 20% gratuity.
The cashier.
Everything.
Everybody.
And you giving everybody $1.15. That's them prison wages, man.
Nasty word.
So then we want to right. We want to talk about, and then I even just had an experience just right here when I just ordered some food here. It's like, damn. Instantly, we'll talk about it. Man pulled from Milwaukee River. We want to talk about that. Then Josh Jacobs was placed on commissioner exempt list. That's going to not be good for the Packers. So maybe we talk about Josh Jacobs after we get into the scamming NFL player. And if we have time, I don't know if you talked about it, Shannon, but Sheboygan has cut ties with the flock. And the backlash is growing. So we're going to see what the flock is going on with that. You feel me? Shouts out to Biko in the chat. But yeah, man, Shannon. Poland, man. Poland was a dope experience.
Let me hear it.
So first of all, we flew first class there, right? And back. We flew first class there and like business economy on the way back. So first class was an amazing experience. Man, they giving you everything. You get layout, you know what I'm saying? Lay the whole seat out, TV. You sit down, they giving you wine, 5-course meals, desserts, all you could drink. Like, you got your own flip-flops. You damn near gave you a robe, a bag to take all of these things. I'm like, what is going on up here? This is what's
like
been
a hotel.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm talking about, it was amazing. And then on the way back, and they got not the shade. You dim it. You hit the button, and then your window just kind of like dimmed, dog. It was so.
What?
It was beautiful. So. And you know how
we need video or it didn't happen.
Man, you know what? As a matter of fact, I do have a video, at least of that. I'll send that to Zach. But, man, I'm saying, like, then when we flew back, it was our business economy. So I'm like, all right, this going to be, maybe it's not going to be as nice, you know, but it might be, So.
Because the first class was so good, you would think, like, it can't be way different.
Right. But it wasn't that much different. The only difference was your seat didn't lay all the way back, but it went backwards far enough, and you had a leg rest, and it let your legs out. So basically like a recliner. So whereas first class was more like a, what's the name? But this is where it got like interesting, Shannon. So I had to use the restroom, dog. And they was all taken up. So I had to go back to, you know, the coach to use the restroom back there.
Oh, so it's three different classes.
Yeah.
Why did I know this?
Man, Shannon, they doing them people dirty back there, man.
Oh.
Shannon.
Right.
So I wake up, I go use the restroom, and I'm waiting like 10 minutes. So they like, I'm seeing them serve. And they like just tossing these people like cold cut sandwiches that's just wrapped up. I'm like, what is going on? This is like night and day back here. Like, they just handing it to them. They tried to give me one. I was like, I'm sitting up front. I'm just here for the restroom. But man, it just was like the seats was way more like packed in. Like, I was just like, man, they doing these people bogus back here, man. So
how? And that's a 9-hour flight.
Nine hours, dog. I'm talking about up in business economy. It was a dude getting up doing stretching in the aisle, and I'm just like,
yeah,
damn. But yeah, man, that was
9 hours is a nasty word.
That straight up. But that was an experience in itself, man. Just seeing the different tiers of people's flight experience, man, and it is really, really humbling. And I'm like, man, classism is a thing, man. And I'm like, these people back here, I felt like they were suffering so I could live. And I'm like, right. Damn.
Thank you for your service.
Just distribute the space at least a little equally, fam. Like, damn.
If they want more space. They
I'm talking about, but it was time for Buddy to eat his cold cut sandwich. The stewardess woke the dude up so he could let his seat up. And it's just one of them where you just get it back a little. You feel me? Made that man get up so dog could let his tray out so he could eat. And I'm like, man.
Dang.
But that was a flight experience, man, Shannon. But Poland was dope, though. Poland was dope, man. I didn't experience no crazy whiteness. Didn't experience no racism. Yeah. Like, sure, you was getting a lot of looks. People kept coming up to us like, you know, they probably thought like I was some football player or something like that.
Yeah,
straight up.
It could have been the way things been working out lately. Look, you should have brought a helmet like Dog was doing. Just walked around with that.
They probably thought I was him. It's like, that's that guy.
Jay Love.
Oh, man. But no, man, it was, the call, like everything was just a shock. Like, I was interested in why does American products cost less in Poland than it does in America. Like a Coke, you can get a whole damn near 2-liter Coke out the gas station. Now, you know it's forbidden to go get anything out the gas station if you ain't ready to get taxed. So, that was the sunset over the Arctic Ocean. You see the icebergs and stuff. Man. It was dope, man. It was dope out there. But, yeah, man, what the hell was I just saying, Shannon? Oh, the video threw me off.
About the pricing in Poland. Oh, yeah, the pricing. Things are way cheaper.
Yeah, so it's like we went to the gas station to get a 2-liter Coke was like $3, like American dollars. That would have been like $8-$10 in America to get what we got. And then it was like I said, the tipping, it just was like super, super, super like foreign to me, like 40 drinks. Was under $150. No gratuity.
What?
No gratuity. I'm talking about like 5-star meals, $60. Something that you for sure going to Elsa's tonight and paying $250 for just for yourself. Or any steakhouse.
You already know Vegas prices looking 40 drinks. You might as well retire now. Look, hey, you done blew your retirement in Vegas.
Sign up
like,
for a boxing gym.
Hey,
straight up, man.
Nasty work. That's crazy.
But yeah, man. I know we got to get to break soon, but I wanted to talk about where did the the culture of tipping actually came from, and maybe we'll do that when we come back after these messages. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. This is the Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound, man. Yes, man. They tipping. Well, they not tipping over there.
They not tipping over there. They are not. And then, you know what? Let me stop. Because, look, working in Vegas, you get a lot of foreigners. And I think it's just, like, at this point, an American concept because they don't understand tipping. And I'd be like, hold on now. I'm going to need that 20% about you, boss. Let me come up in them pockets. No, I'm just lying. But seriously, they don't understand the concept of it because they just assume that people are going to pay the livable wage. And it's not the case.
Man, so it made me It made me do some research, Shannon. If y'all just joining us, we talking about my experience in Poland. And I don't want to dominate this with this Poland experience, but it definitely made me wonder, how did we get to this culture in our country where you have some places that they not even asking you for tips at all, to now we're at 18-20% mandatory gratuity soon as you walk in the door. So I want to know how we
sometimes
got.
Sometimes they already add it.
Yeah, you got
to
pay.
They add it to your bill.
They, when you make your reservation, they charge you that fee ASAP. But I'm like, man, how did we get here, man? Because it made me think America is a scam. And here's why, right? Because I'm like, why? Okay. America is supposed to be this amazing country where we have all of these things, everything that we need, and we're this, you know, super country that everybody wants to get to and be a part of and take advantage of our freedoms, right? And then you travel outside the country and you realize, like, wait a minute. What? I've been lied to, you know, because it's like, the cost of food, and it's natural food. It was amazing to see how many fruit trees was just all along the street. Reminded me of like seeing all the fruits and mangoes and things back home, right? But they not just overcharging for everything. The quality of life was smooth. Now, I'm sure Poland has a history, right? And I'm not going to get into the history of Poland, but I was just more so going into, how did we get here? So it started in medieval Europe. It says as a flex. I'm trying to figure out what they mean by that. Tipping traces back to right. This is a flex, mate. Tipping traces back to medieval. A wee bit of rain, eh? Tracks back to medieval England, where wealthy aristocrats gave small extra sums called veils to servants, not out of generosity as a system, but as a display of status. By the 1700s, British servants had come to expect veils, and some even threatened guests who refused to pay them. This is funny. So how it crossed the Atlantic? You're gonna give me my money, man? Wealthy Americans.
That's how I be feeling, Lizard. You don't tip me. Look, I'm a threatener.
Oh,
but I ain't
man.
Never coming back with your drink.
It's an interesting situation. It's an interesting thing, man, how we got here. Wealthy Americans picked up the habit while vacationing in Europe in the 1850s-60s and brought it home to seem sophisticated and aristocrat. It did not catch on easily. Many Americans viewed tipping as fundamentally un-American, a violation of democratic egalitarian values. What the hell is egalitarian values? Six states actually banned tipping outright in the early 1900s. Who was those patriots?
I know, right?
The turn that made it permanent and the radical history after the Civil War. The restaurant, hotel, and railroad industries began hiring newly emancipated black men and women and saw an opportunity instead. God damn it!
I knew it. But I was waiting for you to get there because I Googled this before. I was like, why do foreigners think you're not supposed to tip? And I was like, oh, of course. Everything is rooted in racism. But America is something else. They only took it on just to be a little more racist. They like, you know what? Maybe this ain't too bad.
Because now they don't got it. Now that the slaves are free, essentially. Instead of paying
them wages,
employers could pay little or nothing and let customer tips cover the pay entirely.
And then imagine the type of people that's patronizing these businesses where black people work. They probably just as racist, so they probably ain't tipping nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So these people are literally relying on a $2.15. And I'm pretty sure it was about 10 cents back then.
Man, 10 cents. 10 cents, probably half a shilling, half a bushel of whey.
If you work hard enough,
you can get this bundle of hay. Like what for your mule that I'm not giving you? By 1926, every state law banning tipping had been repealed or overturned. The restaurant industry's financial incentive to subsidize wages with tips had won out. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So, just want all the white servers to know. You're being treated like a slave.
Right, just to let you know.
Why you thinking you better than somebody because you got your degree? The federal, how do we get the 18% to 20% suggested standard? That's what I wanted to know, right? Because I'm blessed enough to have been a part and seen a couple of transitions in this history, whether it's technology boom or, you know, I remember not seeing 18% to 25% tipping rates. So here we go.
For real.
The federal subminimum wage for tipped workers, currently $2.13 an hour, has been frozen since 1991. In 1996, the National Restaurant Association successfully lobbied to permanently decouple that subminimum wage for any future increase from any future increases to regular minimum wage, locking in the gap forever via the year's Fair Labor Standard Act amendment. That sounds crazy. So this is locked in forever?
That's crazy. And you know, some places I will say, obviously, like they actually do pay a decent wage to servers, but Wisconsin specifically, I can tell you right now. And it's just like, when I came back last week, was it? Look, my week's all blended at this point. When was I in Milwaukee? When I came back and like just seeing the prices, I told y'all what Vegas prices look like. Two drinks, about $60 easily. Mm-hmm. Then that ain't even with the tip. When I'm in Milwaukee, I'm like, dang, I can get two drinks for $20? Look, take my money. I'd be so excited to pay that bill and give a little extra in tip. Let me tip you 100%. Like,
right.
And then you think flex. These same people are getting paid $2 an hour. This is crazy.
It's crazy, dog. Crazy. So they're saying, Shannon, as menu prices, cost of living, and social norms all crept upward over the decades without a matching wage increase, the expected tip percentage crept up right alongside it from roughly 10% to 15%. A generation ago toward 18 to 20, even 25% suggested defaults now printed on most card reader screens. Like,
that's crazy.
Help me understand this. You open your business. You want to pay him like a slave. You pass that on to me. You don't even do a good enough job to make sure you hiring people that got great attitudes to where you're forcing me to be a partner in your business. That's what tipping is essentially now. You're forcing me to be a partner in me patronizing your business. And I have to pay for it.
Especially when it's those businesses where like it literally is already gratuity at 15 or 18% is automatically added. And then they print it and there's another tip line. Like you post a tip on top of whatever they added already.
And then they insult you, look at you crazy if you dumb. Like, hold on here. Why don't you be the owner of this establishment? I feel like I'm part business owner at this point. If I'm paying 18% of the damn wages.
Take a peek at our taxes.
Straight up. And then on top of that, you getting taxed.
Crazy.
Like, what? America is a scam, dog. This country is scamming its citizens, dog. And we got to unite against this. Servers, y'all should be at least get the bare minimum wage. Bare minimum should be, like, I don't understand how that's possible. And I'm trying to find the reasoning in it.
And I think especially when it comes to places like Milwaukee, like that bothers me because it's like the prices are already low. So, you know, people ain't run, like people can run up a tab, but it's like two drinks, you gonna pay $15 or something like that. It ain't nothing too crazy. So you slaving away for $2 an hour and then somebody gonna tip you $3. That's like, wild to me. Like, I don't see how that's even legal. Like, it's crazy. And people are still practicing that. Like, people be like, well, ain't nobody paying people the minimum wage. Yes, they are.
And then some places they are. Right. Some places they making them share them tips.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell no, bruh. That's not forced cool,
into
man.
A pool.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we get back, we're going to get into why don't employers just pay the minimum wage right here on the lunch break on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Come on. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. You are now live from the American Family Insurance Studios. You're listening to 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. And we still tipping in this country, man.
Still tipping, man.
So I did a little research, Shannon. They said, legally, employers are required to make sure tipped workers earn at least the full minimum wage, $7.25 an hour federally, once tips are included. If tips fall short, the employer is supposed to make up the difference, called the tip credit system. In practice, enforcement is weak. Department of Labor sweep nearly 9,000 restaurants, founded over 1,100 tip credit violations, I'm sure. Restaurant margins are notoriously thin. Full service restaurants often operate on razor thin profit margins, and owners argue that paying full minimum wage on top of existing food costs would force them to either raise menu prices sharply or cut staff. And first of all, menu prices, like, save me with the BS, man. Menu price has been going up, and that $2 ain't moved yet. I've been alive for 42
menu
years, damn it.
Definitely going up.
42 years I've been on this earth.
Man, I feel like it was a time where, look, I remember McDoubles was like a dollar. Like, every sandwich on the menu was like a dollar.
How do Arizona manage to keep that can 99 cents for us? But everybody else keep raising it.
You know what's crazy is, like, that man did an interview and he talked about it. He was like, I don't need no more money. Like, it's sheer greed. That's the thing. He was like, I own this.
Ding, I own that.
Why would I raise these prices? It's greed. That's what it is. He was like, I own all these things. There's no reason I should be raising the price.
Greed. That is the answer
right
there.
He has a whole interview
right
about
there.
That. And I was like, you know what? Let me get a case of Arizona's right now. I'll mess with you. Mess with you, my boy.
Man, if you get them in diet, I might go get a whole two cases. I started my diet this Monday. Came back from Poland inspired.
Oh, today.
Yeah, had me a spring roll with peanut sauce. So, yeah, man.
With only one.
You're doing all right.
With one sauce. Oh, that was the thing I was gonna say, right? Zach just reminded me. DJ Brother Z just reminded me. So right soon as I get here, right to this tipping thing. So I go order me two spring rolls. It wasn't from Sap. Them my peoples. They show us love at the Sap. You feel me?
We love Sap.
They show us love over there. But I won't say the other spot. But, you know, I go get two joints. It's just two spring rolls. Unfried, so, you know, no extra labor needed. Just, you know. Okay. Then it was about, let's just call it $12. I still tipped that they suggested it. They put it up there and they stand and look at you, make the whole situation uncomfortable.
Stare
now. It's like you ain't gonna turn your back, give me some privacy so I could figure out how I felt. Like,
look up, look at the next customer, nothing.
I feel like
just
you're looking at
eye
my
contact.
Pen. Straight up. So I'm like, all right, I'm no custom. You ain't finna get no whatever. So I, you know, $2. Get $2. And I'm like, oh, damn, you know, I'd love another peanut sauce. Forgot to get an extra peanut sauce. And it was like, oh, we usually charge extra for that, so just give me 1 second. I'm like, ain't this a Brother Z?
Man.
Like,
take
damn.
It from the tip.
Right. Exactly. But then, as I sat down and finished the two, it also brought up how much we're programmed to just want excess. You feel me? Because I didn't even need the damn sauce, Shannon. And now here I am. I felt the whole way about tipping and was like, take it out the sauce for a sauce I wouldn't even need it. So that's why I say this country is a scam, man. Like, we tax it for everything.
They made us greedy.
Come on, man. We doing this thing. We don't got to do this to these people, man. We don't got to do this in this country.
Yeah.
The way we treat people off flights is sick. It's sickness, Shannon. But.
Crazy word.
What else did we got? So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just reminds me, like, the aha moment that you haven't is funny because remember when TikTok was about to be banned, or it did get banned?
Yep.
Right before that, people start going over to what was called Red Note. It's like the Chinese TikTok. And like, people was full on trying to learn Mandarin, all types of stuff over there. And like, it was funny because the people over there was like, why is all of these Americans flooding this app? Like, who they think they is? What's going on?
Right.
So it came a point where like the Americans and the Chinese people were like talking to each other and like sharing stuff with each other and just like integrating in a sense, right?
Right.
And like a lot of things that we understood about China, we started to realize was wrong. We like, is it like this over there? Y'all can't do this. They was like, no, that's all like propaganda. That's not true.
Yeah.
But the sad part came when they start asking us, like, y'all be having school shootings all the time. We knew they were lying to us and was like, no, that's right. Actually, everybody got a gun over there. We knew it was lies. We were like, no, that's right. Actually, y'all got to pay for your house after y'all buy your house. We was like, yeah, we got taxes on. Like, everything they were saying was actually not propaganda. They thought it was so crazy to them. They thought it was all propaganda. And we were like, nah, America is like that. I guess over there, like, when they buy their house, they own their house. Like, they don't have to pay all these crazy taxes and they can get their house taken away after you already bought it. They like, we don't get that. They don't have it. Like, their elders are taken care of when they get older. Like, they don't have all these issues with like elder abuse and like finding nursing homes and all of like, we don't know what we gonna do because grandma's like Social Security got cut off, and they don't have those issues is what people were finding. Well, obviously they have some issues. Let me clear that up. But yeah, most things that we thought were propaganda about them were
false.
Most things we thought about them was propaganda and it was false. But everything they thought about us,
was
it just
true.
Turned out. It was super depressing. It was a very depressing time on TikTok. But we was like, dang.
That's like so much with like America though. Like the propaganda that we put out about Africa. You know what I'm saying? As if Africa is just this place that's filled with lions and just dry. Like, no, Africa beautiful as hell.
Everybody's stomach swole with flies circling.
That's
for real. When I was younger, like, I was like, dang, everybody living bad over there. Like,
that's what they would.
Amen.
And then I always felt pissed because I'm like, you piece of S. You couldn't even swap the fly from this dude's face before you filmed him. You standing there with a camera doing this.
They probably placed it.
Like, that is, like,
let me put this fly on you, baby.
Yo. Like, what?
Put a little honey on your forehead.
Why nobody never really, like, questioned or, like, you over here filming this. Like, in the daylight, always documenting it for it. Oh, 10 cents a day. Why? How can they survive off Texas?
And I would hate to do the research about where that money actually went. I don't even want to find out. Like, we already know with America's track record, they probably received 1.5 cents a year from whatever you sent over there.
Well,
okay.
You know, we like to say these segments write they self, Shannon. So we definitely gonna do a show on where does feed in Africa, where does that money go to? So they had some counter examples, 7 states that pay people minimum wage. California. So the seven states, California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Montana, Alaska, Minnesota, already require tipped workers to receive the full state minimum wage before tips. And on top of tips, the so-called one fair wage model. In these states, tipped restaurant workers earn 20% more on average tips included than workers stuck on the $2.13 sub-minimum wage. So,
yeah,
it's places that could do it. It's places that's already doing it. We just choose not to. We're choosing not to pay people and continuously pass on costs to consumers. And then when people get frustrated because you want to hire people that's like, and I'm not saying people don't deserve a job, right? People deserve to work. But people also deserve to be paid a fair wage. And I am sorry for thinking that if you are paying somebody $2, they are not going to be that motivated to come into work.
Absolutely not.
And then I'm not going to sit there and act like all our customers are just amazing customers either. So people do come in with some terrible attitudes and some wild demands. And that person probably like, well, hell, I'm only making $2. And now I already know you ain't going to tip me.
And that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, look, they already probably like irritated that, like, it's a job where you're extremely involved with human interaction, right? Mm-hmm. And then you already getting paid $2 an hour. Your tip, you already know it ain't gonna be nothing because these people probably got bad attitudes. And it's just like, how can you find motivation when you know you ain't getting paid nothing? Y'all gonna get exactly what I got, what y'all paid for.
Straight up. You wanna pay me like a slave? You gonna get a slave. Massa, your soup's here. Here's your salad.
Cold soup.
Picked it myself. Like, dog, we gotta do better as a country, dog. To be this country where we just tote, like, we just so superior, we're so amazing, and the way we like having our citizens live, it's disappointing, dog, to come back and be like, why are we doing this, dog? Why do our American products cost more in America than other countries? So
yeah, it's definitely embarrassing.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna get into this a little bit more. I know we about to go to break. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, hour two, we're gonna jump into the football, our sports segment. We got some more scamming. Scamming, man, dude in a scamming country. Fake the football career. And we're going to talk about that. And then after that, we'll talk about Josh Jacobs being placed on the commissioner exempt list. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Lunch Break Crew.